Here's a thought I'll title, Over Time. One of photography's great strengths, of course, is its ability to capture the moment and preserve it essentially for eternity. That's marvelous, terrific. So glad that photography has that strength. The opposite, however, is one of its Achilles' heels, and that's the ability to show something over time. Because an individual photograph freezes time, how do you show dynamic change? And by the way, wouldn't that be an important thing for us to be able to do, since life is constantly changing? Even the landscape out here is constantly changing. So how do we use a still medium to show changes over time? I was thinking about this the other day. I was visiting with a photographer who had a really terrific triptych hanging up on his wall. Three images, roughly 8x10s, all mounted in the same mat board, all displayed in the same frame. They were three images of Shiprock, New Mexico, captured a few minutes apart so that they had a different set of clouds shrouding the peaks of Shiprock. It was a lovely triptych. And of course, the implication is that he had photographed this over time. A triptych or a diptych or a quad or a grid or some such thing like that is one of the best tools we have for showing something over time. I'm surprised more photographers don't do this work, because time is a critical element. It could be as simple as the weather. It could be the sun. It could be the seasons. There's so many ways for us to explore change in photography, but it does require a commitment to something more than the print. And the triptych, in this case, were printed roughly the same tonalities, so it was clear it was photographed the same within the same hour or minutes apart or something. It wasn't a seasonal sort of thing. And that took planning. My suspicion is this is a world that all of us could explore more diligently. If we start thinking in terms of diptychs, triptychs, quads, quintics, etc., we'll be able to capture our subject over time and literally overcome the limitations of photography itself. It's a marvelous way to express something that the world presents us every moment and every day.